Chapter 19. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And he was afraid, and he got up and fled for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." He lay down and slept under a broom tree. And look, an angel touched him, and said to him, "Arise and eat." He looked, and look, there was at his head a cake baked on the coals, and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." And he got up and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb the mount of God. And there he came to a cave and lodged there, and look, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life, to take it away." And he said, "Go out tomorrow and stand on the mountain before the Lord. Look, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains, and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake a fire passed, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice." It was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entrance of the cave. Look, a voice came to him, and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life, to take it away." The Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way, and you will come to the way of the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. You shall anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi to be king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah to be prophet in your place. It shall happen, that he who escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and he who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. Yet I have kept for myself 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him." So he departed there, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing, with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed over to him, and cast his mantle on him. He left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me please kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." He said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, and took the yoke of oxen, and killed them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave to the people, and they ate. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and served him.